The company that owns a big chemical factory in Jefferson Parish wants to expand, but is getting pushback from residents who are concerned about air quality. This week on the Coastal News Roundup, WWNO's Travis Lux talks with Drew Broach, reporter with NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune, about where things go from here.
How you doing, Drew?
Good. Thanks for having me, Travis.
So the company that owns this big chemical plant is called Cornerstone. It makes a chemical there known as hydrogen cyanide. First off, what is that chemical and what's it used for?
Well, hydrogen cyanide is a gas, and it is used indirectly in the production of nylons, plastics, paper, textiles, and has other industrial uses.
More than a year ago, Cornerstone asked the Jefferson Parish Council to approve its plan to expand the chemical plant. The parish did that, but then in the last couple of months, residents have been complaining, and the council is thinking about changing its mind. So how did we get to this point?
Well, some of the residents in the area discovered 4 or 5 months ago that the State Department of Environmental Quality was considering granting an air quality permit for this new cyanide plant, and they went ballistic and launched a letter-writing campaign, first to DEQ to deny the air quality permit. And then they figured out, oh, the parish council had previously granted a permit for it. So they turned on the parish council, too, and asked the council to undo its previous approval.
And what are they concerned mostly about?
Well, on a visceral level, just the word cyanide is a little bit alarming to people who don't understand it. You know, originally it was a chemical warfare agent, but it does have a lot of industrial applications, as I said. But they're very concerned about the health and the environment and what happens if there's an explosion or an accidental release of hydrogen cyanide.
Is there anything here that could be tied to the fact that a couple of months ago, a lot of residents in the River Ridge area were upset about the smells in their neighborhood, these really putrid smells that were causing people to cough and that kind of thing? And at least one of the reasons for that was this big landfill on the West Bank. And so do you think that this has anything to do with that issue?
Well, it does in sort of the historical context, because the landfill issues were what got many of these residents alarmed in the first place. But once they, you know, increased their sensitivity to that, they began looking a lot at the industrial plants up and down the river and wondered, you know, what else is going on out there? What else is in our air? And so they began to identify Cornerstone as another potential problem for them.
Is there any evidence right now that the Cornerstone facility could be contributing to those previous smell issues?
There's been no direct evidence or scientific evidence that I know of or that we know of that Cornerstone is part of the smell problem for this area, but certainly there's a lot of circumstantial suspicion about it.
And last month, council members said that they were going to amend their previous decision to approve that Cornerstone facility expansion. And they said they were going to make that amendment at the March 20th council meeting. Amend could mean a number of things. That's a pretty open-ended term there. So what happens if they, say, revoke that approval? What would that look like?
Well, if they outright revoke the approval, Cornerstone would be illegal if it goes ahead and builds this plant, because they need a bulk storage permit for flammable and hazardous liquids. So they would not have the local government's approval and wouldn't be able to do it under a legal scenario.
And Cornerstone, of course, says it's already spent millions of dollars on this expansion. If the council does revoke that approval, could that open up the council or the parish to legal concerns, the possibility of being sued, for example?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but even some of the council members, you know, privately admit, yes, that gives them some exposure. And Cornerstone has sort of subtly made that case that it's already spent $14 million out of the planned $100 million and that it has a, quote, vested interest in the permit that the parish council has already approved it. And there's recent history on this kind of case in the Old Metairie. Parish Council approved a 6-story condominium building and then started moving to revoke its approval. And the condo developer promptly sued them, and they had to negotiate a settlement over that.
Drew Broach is a reporter for NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. Thanks so much for your time, Drew.
Thank you, Travis.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.